Welcome to Iris ID Radio. Today's podcast is a tale of two travelers, both Canadian. They frequently fly to and from the United States, crossing one of the world's longest and most active borders. It's also a story of technology offering increased convenience and security. The story begins when our travelers return home to one of nine Canadian international airports. There, they skip long lines, which they do by going to automated self-service kiosks that authenticate their identities using iris recognition solutions from Iris ID. The kiosk program, known as Nexus, is a joint effort of the Canadian Border Services Agency and U.S. Customs and Border Protection. The process is easy to use, says Peter O'Neill, editor of the Toronto-based online publication Find Biometrics. He arrives at the airport, walks to the first available kiosk to scan his passport, answers a couple of questions on a touch screen, and looks into a camera that scans his iris. In just 2 minutes, he's cleared to go.
And it was just marvelous. It was intuitive. It just worked so well. And they've spent a lot of time making sure that the end user experience is as easy and as quick as possible. So right from the enrollment through to the actual use, it really is very seamless. It was interesting for me to go through this process, having been in the business for 15 years. You know, I was very critical as I went through this process. And I mean, it was easy, it was fast.
Our second traveler, Nova Scotian businessman Johnny Stevens, couldn't agree more. He enrolled in Nexus after routinely waiting an hour or more to clear customs. Now, as he speeds through customs, past long lines of people, he admits to feeling a twinge of guilt.
I feel like a jerk. I'm like blowing by everybody. They're waiting in line, and I'm in my car on my way home by the time most people are through customs. I've waited longer to get a cup of coffee at Starbucks than I have to get through the lineups.
That convenience isn't limited to Canadian airports. Stevens and O'Neill also use their Nexus registration to access expedited customs and pre-check lines in the U.S. The program costs $50 for 5 years. Nexus registration begins with an online enrollment process. O'Neill said that's followed by a short visit to an office near a local airport.
So the interview process is very brief, and then they capture your iris, they capture your fingerprints, and you're done.
The iris is ideal for confirming identity. Iris-based systems are recognized as the most accurate of biometric technologies. Each iris is unique. During Nexus registration, a person's irises are photographed. The data is turned into encrypted iris ID templates stored on border agency computers. Matching irises and templates at airport kiosks takes just 2 seconds. While convenience may drive most Nexus registrations, O'Neill says he also appreciates the added security the Iris ID system offers.
The increased security threats are really what's driving the use of biometrics. Other kinds of documents can be forged, etc., but biometric technology is by far the most robust and secure that we can use right now.
A leading biometric industry analyst, Maxine Most, sees programs like Nexus leading to a faster, more convenient airport experience using the iris scan to create a single biometric token.
The ultimate goal for the 21st century airport immigration and passenger processing is to really create a seamless experience, one that increases the passenger capacity and throughput while improving security and actually improving the travel experience for the traveler. And the vision for what this is going to look like 5, 10, 15 years out is that an individual would arrive at the airport. They would, either prior to arrival or at arrival via kiosk, would link their travel credential to their identity and their travel document. They would then, via the use of a single biometric token, move through the airport seamlessly, checking their baggage, going through passport control, boarding the plane, and perhaps even extending that to their arrival at their destination. I think Iris is particularly well suited to this scenario.
O'Neill agrees, from here on, any expansion or new airport construction will have a biometric element.
The cost of sensors, the cost of the units, has come down a lot as the industry starts to grow. And biometric technology has proven that it's the answer. And, you know, with the iris technology, it's very intuitive. There's not much that can go wrong. This is no longer, gee, will it happen? When will it happen? This is now actively being deployed throughout the world, and it's really in a pretty large growth market.
Iris ID solutions are used around the world at airports and border crossings. They are used for national ID and voter registration programs, access control, and time in attendance. The company's Iris Access is the world's most deployed iris recognition platform. For more information on Iris ID, visit the website at www.irisid.com. Thanks for listening to Iris ID Radio. If you're interested in listening to our other podcasts, please visit us at our website. Again, that's www.irisid.com. This podcast was produced by Iris ID. It was written and directed by Dom Weigel, with audio production by Nicholas Camp.